The 29th day of the blessed month of Hator, the commemoration of the three major feasts of the Lord. The Coptic Orthodox Church celebrates on this day the commemoration of the three major feasts, the Annunciation, the Nativity, and the Resurrection of the Lord. May the blessing of our good Savior be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, today commemorates the martyrdom in the year 312 AD of the Saint Pope Peter, known as the Seal of the Martyrs. He was the 17th Pope of Alexandria. During his papacy, the infidel Arius had caused much misunderstanding and divisions within the church with his heretical teachings, and Pope Peter had advised him several times to turn away from his incorrect and wicked thoughts, but Arius refused, and consequently, the Pope excommunicated him and banned him from the fellowship of the church. Emperor Maximianus, the infidel and co-ruler with Diocletian, heard that Peter, the Patriarch of Alexandria, was confirming people in the Christian faith and urging them not to worship the pagan Roman gods. The emperor ordered that Pope Peter be arrested and imprisoned, and then gave the order to execute him. Pope Peter asked the guard in charge of the execution to take him to a place and secretly execute him so that it would not cause a large spectacle among the Christians who would otherwise be witnessing it. And so the guard took him to a place near the tomb of Saint Mark the Evangelist. Pope Peter kneeled to the ground and prayed, and then the swordsman came forward and cut off his holy head, and so Saint Peter received the crown of martyrdom. The Christians came and took his body and buried him with great veneration. May his blessing be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, in the year 100 AD, Saint Clement I, Bishop of Rome, was martyred. This saint was born in the city of Rome in the first half of the first century. He became a disciple of the Apostle Saint Paul and was baptized. St. Paul even mentioned him in his epistle to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 3 of the letter to the Philippians. St. Clement was eventually consecrated as bishop for Rome in the year 93 AD during the reign of Emperor Domitian, and he brought many of its people to the faith of the Lord Christ. When Emperor Trajan reigned and heard that one of the noblemen of Rome had become its bishop and was attracting many to the Christian faith, he exiled Clement to the Crimean Peninsula and had him set to work in a stone quarry. In exile, Clement met thousands of Christians that were banished with him, and he became a compassionate father for them and transferred the place of exile into a center of worship and preaching the Lord. When the governor of the city learned that, he tied to the Pope's neck an anchor and had him cast into the sea so that nothing would be left of him to comfort the faithful. In this way, Saint Clement, Bishop of Rome, delivered up his pure spirit and received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 307 AD, St. Catherine of Alexandria was martyred. This saint was born to pagan Egyptian parents in the city of Alexandria. God granted her dazzling beauty and superior intelligence, and she diligently studied philosophy, poetry, music, mathematics, astronomy, and medicine. She realized from all of her studies the falsehood of pagan worship and its corruption. The divine grace moved her heart to search for the truth. In a vision one night, she saw the Virgin Saint Mary carrying the child Jesus. Catherine immediately went to a Christian priest and told him about her vision. With the guidance of the priest, Catherine devoted herself to studying the Holy Bible, and she was enlightened and asked for the priest to baptize her. After Catherine was baptized, she longed to confirm other believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. When Emperor Maxentius heard the account of St. Catherine, he sent his men to bring her to the pagan temple where the emperor was. And there, Catherine admonished the emperor on his delusion and ignorance. The emperor was amazed at her courage and was breathless for her dazzling beauty. The emperor arranged for a group of the best 50 pagan scholars in his palace to debate her, hoping that they would refute her pro-Christian arguments. But Catherine, with the grace of God, won each debate and succeeded in convincing them with the validity of the Christian faith. All of them accepted the Lord Christ as their Savior, and the emperor ordered to burn these scholars alive, and thus they all received the crowns of martyrdom. The emperor was preoccupied with Catherine's beauty and her intellect, and he was hoping that he could change her mind and accept to be his wife. Even so, Catherine refused all of his proposals and remained steadfast in her faith. The emperor then ordered his men to severely torture Catherine and then shut her in prison. After several people went to Catherine and tried to convince her to renounce her faith, and Catherine refused, the emperor again ordered that Catherine be tortured in atrocious manners. And yet, through all of that, the Lord comforted and filled Catherine with his peace. She was finally beheaded. She was at about 19 years of age, and thus she received the crown of martyrdom. Catherine was buried in the city of Alexandria, and then the monks relocated her relics to Mount Sinai. The body is located in present time in the monastery named after her in the wilderness of Sinai. May the blessing of the prayers of St. Catherine of Alexandria be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.